It's Central Time. I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, for more than a decade, debate has raged over whether or not Pluto is a planet. It was downgraded to a dwarf planet in 2006, but now some researchers say, nope, bring it back. It is a planet. A UW astronomer joins the show coming up. First, Wisconsin's backlog of more than 4,000 sexual assault evidence kits has now been cleared. Attorney General Brad Schimmel said this morning that some of the kits date back to the 1980s. He launched a project in 2016 to test all of them and vowed to have it finished by the end of the year.
Today's milestone is very significant, but this work is about much more than just testing kits. It's about bringing justice for survivors. It's about preventing future crimes. And it's about changing the culture around responding to sexual assault.
Schimmel is up for re-election this fall. He's being challenged by Democrat Josh Call, who's been highly critical of Schimmel for the amount of time it's taken to complete testing. Schimmel says that it took time to inventory everything and find private labs to analyze them. Laurel White is Wisconsin Public Radio's state capitol reporter. Laurel, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, let's talk about this backlog. These were evidence samples that had been collected from victims over years. And then what? Many of them sat there.
Right. So these untested sexual assault kits were sitting in police departments and hospitals all across the state of Wisconsin. And this huge backlog of kits, it was about 6,800, I believe, was first discovered by former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen in 2014. And the state has since then been working, some might say too slowly, to gather those kits from these places across the state and get them tested.
And do we have a sense of why, at least why many of these weren't tested until now?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. This is something that reporters in Wisconsin have been keeping track of since they sort of came onto the radar in 2014. And that was something that happened because a number of other states discovered these backlogs kind of scattered around the state. So Wisconsin went searching for them and found them. And there were a number of obstacles. So first of all, the state had to get all the kits from the places where they were, inventory them, and then the state crime lab, which some people may be familiar, has been pretty slammed in recent years with more DNA testing, drug testing, things like that. So figuring out how to test all these kits, these thousands of kits that showed up, was a challenge, and there were different ideas about how to do that. The current attorney general wanted to get a grant to send these kits to private labs. And it took a while to get that grant funding and then identify the right labs and get them sent out.
Has it been the case that people have said, hey, these untested kits mean that, perpetrators may go not found, not prosecuted?
That's right. That's been a big concern. A lot of Democrats have been pushing back on Schimmel, citing that concern. The state Democratic Party put out a statement today, and the Democrat that's running against Schimmel in the attorney general's race, that's Josh Call, put out a statement as well saying, you know, it's taken years to get these thousands of kits tested. And in those years, there have been, potentially violent criminals still out on the streets because they haven't been identified.
Talking to Laurel White, WPR State Capitol reporter, about the announcement from the State Department of Justice that the backlog of sexual assault evidence kits, the backlog in testing those has been cleared. They've caught up now, it sounds like. Laurel, this problem, as you were saying earlier, has been years in the making. It goes back way before Brad Schimmel was Attorney General or even his predecessor. Is that right?
That's right. So I think the oldest kit that they identified in 2014 when they discovered this backlog was from 1984. So this is something that has been certainly building over the last few decades. And they did, as I mentioned before, identify about 6,800 kits. Of those 6,800, they decided to test about 4,000. Now, they didn't test all of them for a variety of reasons. They did kind of an individual analysis of the case, of the risks, what they knew about the victim and what had evolved since then in some of those cases. So they certainly didn't test all the ones that they found. But those 4,000 kits that they began testing in 2016, after they got that grant funding, took about 2 years to get done.
Did the Attorney General of the Department of Justice today say that they'd gotten outcomes from these tests that might lead to, I don't know, future investigations.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? I mean, they're bringing in all of this new information, a real wealth of information now, and they're hoping to use it, obviously, to go after some cases that have been out there for quite a while. So they're talking about reopening some cases. Some cases are currently open. They don't need to be reopened, but they have this new information. So we don't have a lot of concrete evidence right now, as of cases we can point to saying this came from the backlog. I think over the course of the past couple years, as these tests have been coming in, there have been sort of a smattering of those cases. I remember an article I read on this, I think, highlighted just three sometime late last year. So there hasn't been a huge rush of those new individuals that have been convicted or anything yet, but I think that's certainly the goal.
Now, this is the backlog, and of course, unfortunately, there will be new crimes and new evidence kits out there. Has this whole experience changed the way police departments and the state deal with new sexual assault evidence kits?
Yes, it has. And I think the extent to which the state has changed its practices is sort of up for political debate as to whether they've done enough, right? So some of the things that the Attorney General has pointed out and is, I think, pretty proud of is the fact that you can track sexual assault kits online now. That's going to be something that's available to victims so they can see in what stage their testing is. So there's some more transparency and accountability there. The Attorney General has also looked to get some more training for law enforcement in how to interact with sexual assault victims to make sure that this process is being handled in, you know, in a sensitive, professional and expedient way. Other people, political opponents to the Attorney General, certainly Democrats who have voiced concern about this whole process, have been pushing for even more funding for the state crime lab. So the state crime lab doesn't need to outsource some of this testing, so they can do it in-house, not sending to those private labs out of state. And I think that that's a political debate that we're going to see continue in this issue.
As you've mentioned a couple times, Laura, in addition to concerns about the punishment of perpetrators and concerns about victims, this has been a political issue. Is this going to stop being a political issue with today's announcement, or do you see this still playing a role between now and November elections?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, I think definitely not. It won't stop. I think that this is something that we're going to continue to hear about in this Attorney General's race. It's been something that's been a major focus for Attorney General Schimmel. The media has been kind of keeping track of him, and as he's offered updates on the sexual assault kit testing, sort of justifying delays or going about it the way that he wants to go about it, which has faced criticism from some. I think that his Democratic opponent is going to continue to bring up the ways in which he would have handled it differently in terms of, you know, more state funding. Or I think that's a primary, the state funding is a primary argument, as well as just general ways that they could have been more expeditious in this testing. That's the biggest criticism of Schimmel, is just this wasn't done fast enough.
We'll leave it there for now. Laurel, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Laurel White is WPR's state capitol reporter. We talked with her about Attorney General Brad Schimmel's announcement that the Department of Justice has finished testing a backlog of about 4,000 sexual assault evidence kits.